Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I had an idea today.
Oh.
We do a full episode mm-hmm. on reasonable questions. Because I had a question today. I was queuing up and I saw, you know, the lotto and stuff just mm-hmm. behind the tills. And I noticed that the lotto was won, which was 11 million. And I thought to myself, oh, 11 million. I was like, that's my favourite number. It used to be 4, but now it's 11. What's the purpose of a favourite number? What is the purpose of it? I get a favourite colour. Why do we have favourite numbers? Like, why would you ask somebody that?
Yeah.
Those types of questions I want answered. Hello, and you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jean.
And I am Carla.
And you're listening to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast.
What else is there to say?
Just in case you... Actually, thanks very much to everybody who mentioned us in their Spotify stories.
Sorry, that's another thing. That was actually going to be my cold start if you didn't have one.
Oh, shit.
That I don't care if I wreck your head.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't care that we're mentioning every single one.
I'm fucking glad.
Can you believe we're number one on so many people's?
I love it. I feel special.
Amongst good company as well.
Yeah. It was so funny because when I was going through it, I was actually like, oh, there it is. Whoop, there it is. Womp, there it is. It's like, we always seem to be with the same...
Peeps,
you know?
Yeah.
Which is great to see.
Like-minded people.
Which is great to see the like-minded people. Speaking of like-minded people, Patreon's popping off.
Fucking hell. The ick part two.
I'm sorry.
If you haven't heard the clip, go onto our Instagram. That's just one little bit of an episode. We laughed our whole way through.
That was your big laugh. That wasn't even my big laugh. My big laugh was the teasing man.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was my big takeaway from that episode. If you are, now's a great time, by the way. Start of the month, always the best time because you get all of our... old episodes, we won't call them old, but all of our previous episodes. Mm-hmm. And then anything upcoming new, you'll get dropped into your Patreon every Monday.
Yeah. I like the subjects that we do. They're kind of evergreen. They're not really, like, time topical, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they are juicy.
Yeah, they are. They're fun. I like them.
Nice little community. Like-minded people. Loads of crack in the comments. You know, first dibs on suggestions, first dibs on everything, really, over there. And some really exciting things coming this year.
Yeah. Well, 2021.
Well, 2021. 2020 is a write-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. So, this week on the podcast, this was a listener suggestion.
Yes.
On the Patreon, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. I remember seeing the comment. Yeah.
And we were talking about stinginess.
Mm.
We love a topic that gets people riled up.
Yeah.
We love just like rinsing people that we are related to, people that we've dated, people that we are friends with, ex-friends with, colleagues. We love it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Have you any stories yourself, Carla?
I do. I have a few... You know, there was a few that came up in the suggestion box and I was like, oh, I have a few friends like that, you know, where it's their round.
Oh.
And it's it's their round and it's a beer. When it's your round, it's fucking Monkey 47 gin.
It's great news.
Yeah, it's a fucking Goldschlager, like, you know what I mean? It's my way, hon.
Yeah.
We're not on the Prosecco anymore.
No.
We're there. And that was kind of, I was like, oh, yeah, I see that there. I mean, stingiest... to be honest, once we start getting into the suggestions, I think we'll hear, like, I think I'll be like, oh God, wait until I tell you this story. It's just after blasting me. Yeah. Blasting me into the future. How about you?
I can't say I have any, but like that, it's going to be a thing where we start looking through the suggestions, are going to be like, oh my God, but I do have a kind of, so I didn't know, right, I was invited to quite a few weddings when I was like 18, 19,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know the etiquette.
Oh.
So I would imagine, like, you have to think, I've been working in pharmacy since I was 17, and a lot of colleagues have gotten married. Like, pharmacists are fucking rich. Like, they're doing well.
Yeah.
Okay. They're having weddings in fancy places.
Okay.
And I didn't realise that you had to at least, at the very least, cover your stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did not do that. I put €50 on a card many times when I was, like, paid to stay over. Like, picture frame. There you go. There's your wedding present. Hope you're delighted. Fucking, and it wasn't until, like, that was just me being a naive,
that's just you being innocent, yeah.
Yeah, like a naive teenager, not realizing the severity of a fucking wedding present. So I was like, I thought it was great at the time, and then it wasn't until kind of down the years where the conversation started coming up, and I was getting that bit more mature as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I was noticing, you know, like a wedding would be coming up and there'd be chat amongst friends like, oh, what are you going to give? How much are you going to give? And like, people were saying 250, 300 quid in a cart.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is the first time the kind of thing opened up to me. I was like, oh,
Will I return the picture frame?
That much. Like, no, this would have been years later. I was like, that much? And they were like, yeah, you have to, like, you have to kind of cover it. And I was like, listen, girls, why don't I fucking tell you what I gave to such and such? Like, the fucking laugh that we had just because I hadn't got a clue. And I hope, like, I'm still friends with them all.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm still friends with them all, and I hope that they kind of look back and go, ah, Jesus, she was just a little broke teenager, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
So I hope, but I feel like, still to this day, look back and remember that, and I'm like, why didn't I fucking ask anyone? I just didn't think it was a thing.
Yeah,
I just thought it was like a birthday.
You're like, happy birthday, have 50 quid.
20 quid in the card, there you go, one. Don't spend it all, like, in the honeymoon.
Yeah, it's like, don't know what you're going to do with it.
Oh, so, and there was a few overnight stays as well, like.
Oh, Jen. Listen, you were young. You didn't know.
Oh, stop.
There is a lot of innocence in things, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I do feel like there is that kind of.
I just feel like that should be taught to you. That should be one of the things that people teach you.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, see, I have an older sister who did, like, she, I think Amy probably goes to, like, bloody 11 weddings a year. Like, I'm not joking. She just has an abundance of mates, you know, that are always getting married in that kind of way. So I always was kind of like, what do I do about this? And what do I do about that? And she always was like, no, you have to give more. No, you have to give less. No, if you're doing this. No, if you're doing that. Blah, blah, blah. The whole shebang.
Different circumstances and different. Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the most annoying things is people that don't recognise makeup as a wedding gift.
Okay.
I'm like, that is a massive chunk of change there that I'm after doing for you.
Right, okay.
So don't expect me to put money in a cart.
Okay, so your services is the...
Yeah. I'm like, what did you... Like, how much would you have spent on that? 400 quid, 500 quid, depending on how many people are in the party. Yeah. Like, how much money would you have spent on that? Like, that's your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be looking for a card from me.
Okay.
You know?
Hmm.
It just depends, like, or like a lot of the times it just, see, I've never really, this is a fucking shit thing about being a makeup artist, like, you forget, like, there is no, I'm safe from nothing. I'm working at every single function, every single gathering, every single thing.
Well, when I get married, I won't get you to do makeup.
I know. And you know what, it was funny because weird, I was only thinking the other day about, like, shoots and all that kind of crack, and I was like, do you know what, we're hiring someone.
Yeah. Get someone else for it.
I was like, do you know, I have to fucking actually be in the fucking thing. Yeah, exactly. I was like, I'll just hire Sue. Like, I was like, I'll just fucking hire Sue. She'd love it. She'll have the run of the fucking place for the day.
Just let her be in charge.
Literally, I'll be like, just fucking direct us, will you? Like, tell us not to look shy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Teach us how not to look fucking shy. But yeah, so like that's one thing that like grinds my fucking gears.
Okay. And has that never been said to you?
No, like, I mean, a lot of, it depends on like, I will give, if someone's like, no, I want to pay, then I'll give mates rates and then give a wedding gift. Do you get me?
Okay.
Because then I'm like, you took into consideration, you understand that this is a profession, thank you. Because I'm not up here at 6 a.m. Doing, you know.
And I'm going to be up
seven faces
until 6 a.m.
Yeah, doing seven faces, then I have to go home and get myself ready for the fucking pure crack. Like, this isn't great fun for me.
Yeah.
You're all sipping Prosecco.
Oh, I know.
I don't have that.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's not, it's not an experience that I have right now.
Buzz, yeah.
A bit of shit buzz. But it just depends. It really just depends. I think when I was younger, I was a lot more stupid about kind of like what I was doing and how I was doing it and all that other kind of crack. But now that I'm older, I just don't care.
Yeah.
Because I'm literally not getting up at 6 a.m. for the fucking good of my health.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not actually going to do that. But I think when you're older, you get a bit more confident or whatever. But I haven't been done out of it that many times.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like, has it happened much now?
No, and I think, to be honest, it probably riles me just hearing other people's stories.
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend who, like, did hair for a lot of people. Like, a lot of people as a guest. And, like, the groom made a snide comment about her not giving a card.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And I, like, my blood was a boiling. Even hearing that, I was like, when will people understand? When will they get it? Mm. When will they fucking get it? Like, while you're all fucking giggling over, you know, your hash browns and opening your cards and bloody spraying perfume on your shoes or whatever the fuck you are doing. Like, I'm sweating my spray tan off.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be different, like, if he was a plumber and he had to go and plumb the whole hotel before the wedding.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd be like, oh, I'm loving it here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fucking buzzed, you know? So, yeah, so I think that would be, like, as far as turn-offs go, that would have to be, like, top tier.
Mm.
You know, that would be, and it came up a good few times in the ick.
Yeah.
Like, people asking for, like, 50 cent back and stuff like that.
Do you know what? Actually, another thing, and I don't like crossing this with me job, but over the last the 15 years I've been working there, I would have people coming to the till in a shop asking for a discount, and I'm like, why?
Oh, they love that.
And it's just like,
it doesn't change.
Just seeing if you want to give me a discount. Yeah. It's like, no, this isn't a market stall.
No, I know. I'm like, you're not in Moore Street here.
Why are you asking for a discount? Like, what is the purpose? What was the reason?
What was the reason?
Do you work in IBM? Are you a student? Are you a doctor?
Yeah.
Are you a guard? Like, why? What is the reason?
What's the reason?
No. I'm just wondering, No, I don't.
Yeah, this isn't fucking, like, you're in an actual shop.
Yeah. Like, I'm not fucking walking down the road in Mauritius.
Yeah, I don't even think Mauritius would be at that crack.
Mallorca. All gone down, like, selling fucking, like, Lilos. Do you know what I mean? Has it got a few euro off the Lilo? Like, I can get it down the road for a fiver less.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sunglasses. Them rip-off Ray-Bans the other lad was giving to me for £7. Yeah, no, I know.
What are you on about? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's rough. I think it is. It's like, it's one of those things. But what I found is that over here, and again, like, I'm very sorry, British people that are listening to this podcast, but enough of you wrote in about it and I've had enough conversations with people, like, kind of inherently stingy.
Really?
Yeah. And it's something that I noticed from, like, being over there too.
Okay.
Like, one of the girls when I worked over there, they'd be like, I'm running out of the shop, will I, like, do you want anything? I'd be like, yeah, give me a can of, like, Diet Coke, and they'd be like, cool, yeah, just grab me the money there.
Oh, yeah, like, okay.
Yes, I will get you your £1.
Yeah.
Give me 1 minute. I'm actually just currently, you know.
Well, I don't, okay, so.
It's the inner, like.
It's not that, it's, if you're offering, I would take that, like, the etiquette of the whole situation.
Of the offer.
The etiquette of it is that I'll get this for you and then we'll deal with it later. And usually the person who's gotten the stuff bought for them will offer the money, and then it's up to the person who offered in the first place to go into the shop.
To accept
or decline.
Yeah. I do.
It's not the whole, okay, give me the money
but
type
is
of thing.
Is there anything worse than, like, that awkward pregnant pause where they're kind of staring at you and you're, like, rustling for your purse? Is there anything?
It is awkward, but that's what I mean. The whole situation kind of just gives me the, like, don't offer.
You're like, I'm not going to fight you over a sparkling water.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
And, like, it would be one of those things that if somebody's like... Like, if you ran into my gaff and you were like, I'm just popping to the shop that, for some reason, has now appeared across the road.
Mm.
I'm going to grab some Diet Cokes. Yeah, do you want one? I'd be like, grand. I'll get you back at another time.
Yeah.
Money doesn't enter my brain. Do you get me? I'm just like, that. You, but that, I think, is like, it's such an Irish thing in a way, because, like, over here, we're too fucking generous. Like, we're almost over the top with how much we're like...
Yeah.
Go wild for things.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
Oh, it's my round. No, fuck off. My
whole thing would be just that situation. It's just a known thing. Somebody offers.
It's a moot point.
They go in and get it. It's nearly like they get it on tick.
Yeah.
And you deal with
it later. Yeah, you deal with it later, yeah.
And then you can either, like, but the person I feel always offers the money then. And it's up to the person. I don't know of anybody who's, or like who has genuinely forgotten. If they don't offer. Mm-hmm, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure there's things that I haven't paid people back for that I've totally fucking forgotten about.
But that's it. But you've genuinely
forgotten about that. Like, oh shit, yeah, I forgot about that sandwich. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, it's kind of one of those.
Yeah. Or if somebody gets you a coffee, like, you'll get them a coffee back.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. Now, I will say, coffees are now fucking extortionate.
Dear, yeah.
They're so much money.
They're a bit silly.
Yeah, like somebody totted it up being like the amount of money, like not working in the office anymore, the amount of money, I think it was like 350 quid or something, probably more.
Yeah, you don't realise, don't you know?
It's bizarre.
I'd love to have the effort or like the
prowess.
The energy to like make my own coffees and bring them to work and, you know, actually do a full month of it and keep track of what I'm saving. I just don't have the energy for it.
Would you not get like an espresso or something? Or like a DeLonghi? Or a nice machine, and then you want to use it, like you want to spend the 5 minutes and getting yourself a nice cup.
Yeah, I have one. It's just fucking manic in the mornings.
Do you? Oh really? With the whole crew?
I have a Dolce Gusto.
Oh my god, so fancy.
My sister got it for me for my birthday after I had Bobby, because she thought I would need it.
And did you need it?
I fucking always need it.
I'm fucking never without the coffee.
I like the coffee. No, but that's kind of like a, I'll still buy a coffee when I'm out, but then I actually don't spend that much money on anything else.
No, I will say you are a cheap person. You're a cheap woman.
I'm a cheap date.
You are a cheap date. Like, Jen is a fucking banger of a date. Like, she likes cheap restaurants.
Yeah. Eddie Rockets, you my man.
She has to put it out there. She loves a Macca's.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a 3-in-1.
Easily pleased. Captain America's.
Yeah, a 3-in-1.
Pizza out of Captain America's.
That's what I mean. Like, I mean, you are, you don't spend a lot, you spend fuck all money on beauty.
Yeah, no, I don't.
You don't, your hair is rarely needs to get done. You're quite lucky with that.
Mm.
Like every twice a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Like you compared to me, I'd love to compare our outgoings.
Let's do it. Yes.
Oh my God. Let's do it for a month. Let's do like a money diary for a month.
Okay, we'll do it.
Will we do it?
Yeah.
But now, this will be scandalous because I don't even...
You pay an awful lot of money for beauty.
Yeah, I do, yeah. I fucking love it.
You do?
You can't stop me. I love it. And the amount of stuff that I get sent, it's not enough. I want more.
I was going to say, yeah.
I want more.
Let's do it for January, shall we?
What do we do for December?
Well, yeah, we're on the end of the tour.
We're on the end of the tour. We do, because December is a... Or is December a pricey month?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, maybe we go Jan.
Jan. You're not buying presents for people in Jan.
Jan Girlhouse.
Yeah, kill. Yeah. Right, we'll do that.
Yeah, love it. Let's crack into some people's stories. We have so many, and I just know that this is going to like refresh my brain of all these fucking horrifically stingy dates that I've been on, or people that I've dealt with, or friends that I've been like, oh yeah, I forgot about that time. I forgot about it. So we asked you guys what the sauce was. And I also asked if anybody had stingy stories of themselves, and some people have been really honest, and I love it.
Oh, that's good.
So I'm like, I like the way you're just admitting your stinginess.
Mm.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love that for you. So first one here is not a story of me being stingy, but when it coming up to Christmas, I was reminded of something. There was one year, the year I had my daughter, I got my boyfriend's sister a wash set and as an add-on to her present. 2 hours later, she turned around and started talking about how she hated wash sets. She'd rather the tenner. It was more than a tenner, in the brackets. A friend of mine said the same thing about a year ago. Got her this lovely pamper set that came in a fancy handbag. She tells me a few weeks later how she hates wash set or spa sets. She just thinks they're a really shitty, cheap gift.
Oh.
So, I don't mind a wash set because it's something that has a purpose. I've talked about this before.
Okay.
A bath set, no. A wash set, like, I'll deal with it. It's not the fucking worst thing that I've been gifted.
What are you talking about when you're saying wash set?
Like, I'm thinking like a Dove set.
Like a shower gel.
Like a shower gel, a body cream and a hand soap.
Yeah.
Like, I will use all of those things.
That's, yeah. I think it was Cherry Sue put up something on her Facebook page the other day, and it was a picture of, like, the Sanctuary bath sets mm-hmm. and a Soap and Glory set.
Or, the Soap and Glory sets, all of those types.
You know, the main stream basic ones mm-hmm. and it just had the caption on the top of it, "Hey, just letting you know, women don't want these." And I could not relate more. I hate a bat set.
I would prefer a bat set than a fucking scarf. Do you know that?
Would you?
Have we talked about the £100 scarf?
No.
Have we not talked about the £100 scarf?
What is £100? Elaborate, bitch.
So this is like, Tom is like the best when it comes to gifts. He's really good, thoughtful. He? Yeah, he's incredible. He's really thoughtful and he gets me. He knows that, like, for me, it's not about the quid. Like, it's about how much effort you put on, essentially. I like to see how much you sweated over that.
Yeah.
I like to see how much preparation and thought. Should
have making him do an advent calendar for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yes. Why didn't I think of that before?
You could do the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, when's the 12th?
On the
12th day.
On the 12th.
On the 12th is the 12th day.
Yeah, because you're gone from 12 to 24.
I thought it was weird. I thought some of those things start on the Christmas.
Fionnuala J put this up the other day. Somebody...
came back.
They DM'd our Christian. They were like, I start on 25 because I don't need a fucking chocolate calendar to tell me what day it is. Like what date it is. So she goes, because it's 25 days to Christmas, 24 days to Christmas. Which, it is logical. I can see where she was coming from. But Fionnuala was like, this is just chaos.
Yeah, this is that, but that's some fucking wild, chaotic energy.
Yeah.
So this happened when we were living in the UK. And I don't know what had, like, stemmed, what came into his brain. But he had gotten me, something. And I forget what it was. Which says enough as far as we go. And then he was like acting real shirky one day. So I used to work the store that we had, the freestanding store that we had with Smashbox when I worked in Cambridge, was like backed onto a John Lewis, a JLP, like John Lewis Partners. And like John Lewis is like a BT's kind of thing. It's like, you know, all the fancy shit, like fancy. All the whatever, the funks. And like Tom was obsessed with it. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, you know, that's mad British of you, you know. Atheist, all that kind of crack, you know. Of course he fucking loved this place, you know.
Okay.
But he was like acting real weird one day, and because sometimes like I'd be like, I worked on Main Street, like this was on the Shop Street, like I essentially worked on Grafton Street, you get me? So like I was bang in the middle of it, and he came in real fucking weird, whatever, and he was actually real jerky. And like what had happened, what came through it when by the end of it is that Christmas, part of my present was an £100 scarf from John Lewis.
Oh wow.
And I was disgusted.
Was it even nice?
No. It was maroon, and he thought it was the nicest. It was very soft. It was incredibly soft.
It was cashmere.
Yeah but it was, honestly, it was like, just,
did you get the money back for it?
No, I had to wear it. He was really, lads, we weren't even together that long. We were together like maybe 3 years. Like, he was proud of this gift.
You were prisoner to this gift.
Yeah, like he was really proud of this gift.
He was wrapping it around your neck.
He was like, literally like, oh, I can't wait to place this.
He was tying your hands up with it.
Yeah. Can't wait to get home. This scarf.
I did all sorts. Tickled her in it.
This is the scarf. I have no idea where the fucking scarf is.
Oh.
But like, he was
chuffed to himself.
He was so, and I remember being like, how have we gone from the things that, how?
It was probably the salesperson that sold it to him was like, this is a fucking amazing scarf. This is a Harry Potter scarf. Like, this is, you know.
I don't like Harry Potter that much, lads. I don't know why you said that. Stop making me out to be a loser.
It's an invisibility scarf.
Like, he was, I was like, what? It was just, honestly, it was just, it was, and it's become like, God bless him, he doesn't listen to this, thank fuck. But like, it's actually become like a joke with my mates.
I feel sorry for him.
No, don't.
We've
all fucked up on gifts, but like, I'll never forget. Like, now we can laugh about it. Yeah. Now we can kind of have a joke about it. And I'm like, just fucking don't get me a scarf. Like yeah. Even when he's pondering, he's like, oh, I don't know what to get you for your 30th. I'm like, if it's not a scarf, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I hate scarves, by the way. That's just another thing that I want to put out there. I'm a very warm person. I don't wrap up.
I am wrapped in a scarf right yeah. now.
You love to double down on like I like a summer duvet all year long. I'm known for being a radiator. I'm known for being a water bottle. Like, I'm a hot, 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 hot person.
Whereas I am Olaf from Frozen.
Yeah, I'm the fire Hades from Hercules.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fire Hades. But yeah.
Was it packaged, like, it was just folded, or was it in one of tissue them boxes? Tissue paper
in a box.
Oh.
As if to be like.
It's like a box of Lucenza lingerie.
Yeah. Like, I was like, where are we going? This box is quite light, but also quite dense.
What is happening? Fancy.
What is happening in this? And I, like, I'm not joking. He was literally like, it's a really nice scarf. And I was like, and he was like, because, you know, you're working all the time, you're coming in and out, blah, 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 blah. I was like, just stop trying to justify this purchase. I'm going to fucking murder you. I was like, I would have rathered you spent the 100 quid in the off license. I would have rathered 100 quid worth of fags. Like, I would have rathered 100 quid worth of bat sets. I would have had more use for them.
I will say there has been a few gifts in the past where I've been like, oh, why? It's just kind of a waste. Like, Adam's bought me, I asked him for a car radio. He did not put the research in to see what radio my car needed.
Yeah, of course.
So it was the wrong radio.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Still haven't gotten a new radio. I had to sell it on done deal because it just sat there
in the box. Like,
did nothing. Yeah. 1 year, I think you could tell that he panicked that he didn't have enough. Like, I got a multi pack of Claire's earrings. Like, you'd buy a 13-year-old. Like, there was neon.
They're so fucking clueless sometimes, aren't they?
But I don't, like, I'd say, do you know, like, that mentality was just like, oh, look, there's a load of earrings. She has loads of holes in her ears. Perfect.
Yeah,
not
it's
realizing,
like,
it's
joining the dots.
12-year-old nephew, or net 12-year-old niece. Like,
going from A to B.
Yeah. No, there have been, and I'd like, I know it's totally unreasonable and it's unjustified and it's like they're coming from a sweet place, but sometimes you can't help but kind of get a bit with a shit present. Especially when you've put the effort in
and you feel like a fucking spoiled bitch.
That's the
thing.
And
you're literally like stomping around, but you're like, I swear to God, if you haven't fucking taken any fucking thought of me, I'm gonna fucking prick.
I think that's more so what it is. It's like they don't know you enough to know that this isn't
what
you're about.
That's what hurts the most.
And then you've probably put in fucking loads of effort
mm-hmm.
into their presents. Like, you're going and getting them like everything. Like, they're like a child on Christmas Day.
See,
you know?
I love buying for men.
Yeah, I find it the hardest thing.
I find it so easy. I fucking, oh my God, I could buy for him all day. It's my favourite thing.
Is it?
I would spend all of
my
money on him.
I remember you saying this and I was like,
I fucking love it. I fucking love buying for men. It's the best thing ever. They're so fucking clueless. They never think. They're so, like, it's, there's so much. But also, because Tom has, like, quite a varied amount of hobbies, there's just so much to deep dive into there.
Yeah.
He would be over the fucking moon with a braid maker. A new knife set. Like, there's so much I could buy him. It's
he's a foodie. Well, that would be easy, yeah.
Not even the food thing. Let's get into tech. There's so much he doesn't have yet. AirPods. You know what I mean? There's so much that I could do there. There's I could buy from Audrey. Like, I never ask him what he wants.
Yeah.
Because I just know. Like, even for his 30th, even for big gifts, I'm just like, yeah.
Well, I'm delighted for you that you're in that position, because I'm fucking certainly not.
Like, we'll see how much longer. I mean, it's been seven years of fucking...
running out with you.
7 years of Christmas and birthdays. We don't do any gifts around that other...
Yeah.
Fake holidays. No.
Yeah. I have a, so this is a four-parter in the question box.
Just DM us.
Part one. 21 of us at dinner for a friend's 40th. Bill lands and one couple straight up to the bar with the exact change. The waitress explained they owed more as 10% service charge applies to more than 8 people. The tight cunts refused to... refused, and a few other couples followed suit with the paying the exact change too. Sorry, felt so bad for the BJ girl. We paid the difference, and my other half was given out that it was just that this was a typical Brit. Oh,
told you.
Well, I will be on side there. Like, give a fucking tip.
Oh yeah.
These are the shittest jobs. Like, I've been a waitress as well. Like, they're shit jobs. And most of the time, you don't even get the wage or the tip because it's split between so many different people. Like, you could get a 25 quid tip and it'd be, oh God, that's another stingy story.
What happened?
Well, all right. So I worked in a Chinese restaurant, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. It was more so part of the takeaway, but I'd give a dig out in the kitchen sometimes. Well, not like
Jack as a chef. All trades. Give a dig out. I'd be fucking cooking the curry. You know,
I wasn't fucking walking the, you know, going around.
I have a vision.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'd be washing dishes, or doing a bit of waitressing. But I remember one night in particular, and I think it was because my boss at the time, he was like, I was so young, like I was 16. This was illegal labor.
Yeah.
You know,
oh
I mean?
Yeah, for sure. They're probably like, you can have a free trio.
They were so fucking strict, and the boss was after giving me a particularly hard time this night, and you could tell that I was visibly upset. Mm-hmm. But like, I was a teenager, I didn't give a fuck about what I looked like in front of other people. Like, you don't think mm-hmm. about that sort of shit. It was just like, one of the people, it was a large party, it was a big table, and he came into the bar and he gave me a 30 quid tip, and I put it into me sock. Because I was like, I fucking deserve this. Because them bastards, the way that they treated me in front of customers. Like, it wasn't even the fact that he told me what to do. Like, you're my employer. You can tell me what to do. I'll take it on the chin. But not in front of people. Do you know what I mean? Scarlet. Like, you're making a show on me.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm fucking keeping this tip. And, like, the wrong thing to do. Because we were a team. Like, the tips weren't supposed to be split between us. But I remember the delivery driver for the takeaway used to give us lifts home. You know, if it was dark. Yeah. If it was the winter. And I remember sitting in his car and he just had one delivery to do before he dropped me off.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call from the restaurant and it was like, they looked at the camera. Did you put a tip in your sock? I was like, she was like, I saw it on the camera. I was like, oh my God. She actually went and looked at the camera. So I had to I was mortified. Now I didn't know it was my job around like that, but it was just... I was like, oh God, I'm so mortified. I feel really stingy, even though I felt like at the time it was very justified.
Sometimes you make decisions, don't you?
That's the thing. Yeah. And then I felt bad on everyone else because obviously we all split the tips, but I was just like, I don't know, like something, I was just really pissed off that night. Yeah. And then I was just like, oh my God, I feel like the biggest fucking sting bag.
No, look, I mean, I call that good business. You tried it.
And I was a broke teenager. I think I was saving to go, spending money for Florida.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I mean, you have things to do. Oh, God. I've one here.
Okay.
My aunt is the stingiest person I've ever known. She's admitted to giving birthday cards at parties with a tear in the envelope and the message inside, get yourself something nice with this. She's even gone as far as adding a little bit of sellotape to make it look like she legitimately put some money in and it was taken or lost.
Oh, wow.
The fact that she admits it, I just like, yeah, you bad bitch.
Yeah, well, if you're going to do it, own it.
That's incredible confidence from your aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just like the fact that she tells people this as if like I'm so fucking clever. Like, that just goes to show her self-awareness is like on the floor. You know? Self-awareness didn't grace you.
But that's like, that's somebody going out of their way to just be like stinge. That's what I would call a stinge.
Somebody
that's
a stinge.
Very aware of the fact that they are not like doing what they're making out that they're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like somebody who purposely leaves their wallet at home with the intention of going, oh shit, I left my wallet at home. What a mistake. Oh, I completely forgot. I'm such a ditz.
Yeah.
What would I do if I, like, my brain wasn't screwed on? You know, that type of thing. Like somebody who consciously does it. I'm just like, okay, that's...
I just remembered something.
Okay.
So one time me and my mate, oh, this is so fucking bad. And I'll never forget it because it was one of those moments that you're like, it was the worst. So we were away with some guys And we, like, there was like a larger friend group that we, I can't give too many details, but there was like a larger friend group that we had like met over in this place. And we, like, they'd heard about us. We kind of knew about them because they were friends of the people that we were with and kind of stuff like that, whatever else like that. That night I got fucking belligerently pissed. Oh. Like, I fell asleep beside the speaker at a table beside the DJ.
Vibrating.
Like, but this is in a big, like, Vegas style club. It wasn't in Vegas, but this is in like one of those kind of clubs.
Okay.
That's how pissed I was. I was so drunk.
Okay.
And I had lost my handbag. And it was a little fluffy bag and I was raging because I loved it. And I lost my little fluffy handbag and I was fucking raging because for the rest of the trip, I didn't have any quid. Like, I had no money.
I remember you saying, telling me this story before.
And the next day we were at breakfast. Or was it the day after, maybe? But it was actually fine because the way that things were going, like, we weren't paying for much anyway. Mm. Like, it just wasn't a question about it. We weren't allowed to pay for anything. And at one of the breakfast, like, one of the newer lads or whatever, we were chatting away and I was like, I'd said, like, the bill that came, I was like, well, thanks a million for brekkie because obviously couldn't even pay it. Like, couldn't pay it if I wanted to. And he was like, yeah, it's funny how you lost your purse, isn't it? Okay. And I remember I was like, I want to fucking die. But then he was kind of like, Molly messing, and I was like, no, you weren't.
Fuck's sake.
I remember I was like, oh mate, no, you fucking weren't. And I remember being like, oh, if I had money right now, do you know what I fucking do?
Pay for the whole lot.
No, what I do is, and like what I have done before is, and what I had done with the other half of the group before, like, because this was kind of a thing. It just wasn't, there was, you just couldn't pay. Yeah. You could try everything. Put your card behind the bar. Yeah. Do you remember I was saying this in the ick thing? Like, put your card behind the bar and just be like, charge it to mine. Don't let anybody else do whatever. Like, and I remember just being like, I would love to actually go and fucking buy, like, I don't know, buy the restaurant. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Just to prove to you that this is actually something that legitimately happened to me.
It's a genuine thing, yeah. No, when it's genuine, like, you don't remind, but it's the people who go out of their way.
But I remember being like, I'm only new here. I don't know you.
Leave me alone.
You're not part of this group.
Leave me alone. I have on here, I owed a friend €10 and we got a taxi home. The next day, she sent a Revolut request of €13.64.
She was just, what was that for? Just, was that profit. Like, that was just for, is that like service fee?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like, I'm getting this.
That was interest.
That was
overnight interest.
Yeah, why she should work for Nama.
€3.64.
Love it. Yeah, that's incredible. A girl I know was newly seeing this guy and they went back to his place to do it. What? I can't with you guys saying it.
Went back to his place.
I hate what I just fucking say. You were going for the ride. Like,
no, I want from now on when we,
I want you to write in and say
we had S-E-X with the dots
with the dots in the
that's shape. What we're going to say, that's going to be our thing. Hello, okay. Welcome to the Unpopular Opinion podcast, the podcast where we say S-E-X,
where we might discuss you guys having S-E-X because for some reason you can't just say that you're going for a shag. But anyway, to do it for the first, to have S-E-X for the first time, only for her to see condoms along the radiator.
Oh, what?
Oh.
He did not wash them, did he?
When she asked him why they were there, he told her that he rinses them off after they've been used because they're too expensive to use just once.
I feel like crying. I feel emotionally unstable.
No, I have so many questions. Needless to say, that was the last time she saw him. I need to know if they ended up shagging. I need more details.
Oh, I feel sick.
Oh my God, that is so legitimately terrifying.
You do see, and it's like there's shows on the likes of TLC and stuff like that. You know, those super couponers and the dustbin divers and stuff.
Yeah.
Those really stingy people.
Yeah.
Who will do anything.
See, couponing I quite enjoy. I just love seeing, I would never do it myself, until
the thrill of it. Like, yeah. They build pantries just to fill these things. Like, they don't even need that shit.
No, but I think it's a weird hobby.
I think, yeah, it's very unnecessary.
Yeah.
My dad doesn't throw away anything, especially he doesn't throw away food. I think his generation are stingy because they've seen two recessions in their lifetime. I do feel like the older generation are a bit more like we had a barbecue before and there was sweet corn and fried onions left over. My dad put them in a bowl and ate them.
No, he didn't.
Because he wouldn't see them go to waste.
Well, that's like, that's more of a food waste situation. That's more of a...
No, he does it with everything though.
Oh, okay.
Like, he just wouldn't be throwing away food.
Well, yeah.
See, if my ma didn't keep the carcass of the chicken up for me dogs, he'd eat it. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's just like that with food. Or, like, there's biscuits in the press that have been there for ages and nobody's eaten them. You know, the last big roll. I just keep looking at everyone every time you open the press. He'll eat it even if it's
he'll eat that
hard.
Fucking big roll. Oh. Yeah,
he's that.
Okay, well, I can't remember.
And, like, you'd mention going, like, to... See, this is the thing with me dad. He's so different from what his parents were, because his parents were always, like, the nana and granda that our whole family would be like, oh, you're going over to the rich nana and granda, are you? They weren't rich. They were just really generous to, you know, at Christmas time and stuff. Like, they would spoil us.
Yes.
In comparison to the kind of the other side of the family.
Yeah.
So they'd be known as the quote-unquote rich ones. But they weren't really. They just knew that they weren't bringing it with them. Whereas I feel like my dad thinks he's bringing it with him.
Oh,
yeah. You know, like, he won't splash out on the trip of a lifetime, even though he could. Like, there was the opportunity to go to my cousin's wedding in Canada. That this year wouldn't have been possible anyway, but, like, before the whole COVID-19 thing, the prospect was there that they could go to Canada. And my mum has always wanted to go over to see her brother. Like, it's always been a running thing. And then this wedding was the opportunity, and my dad was like, no, the price of it. But it's like, it's a trip of a lifetime. You're in a position.
You're not taking
a
witch. Yeah, like, you really aren't.
You're in a position to do it. Like, you're not paying a mortgage. You're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just enjoy it now.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Just do it.
But he's not. I'm not going to say that he's stingy. I do think he's kind of keeping it up for. I'd say he's the type of person who'd like to be able to pass things along.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm like, Dad, just spend your fucking money, will you?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I mean, you've only got one life here, lads.
That's it. You've got to fucking spend it. Choked on my own damn saliva there. I don't know what happened. Just trying to come out of my head. I have another one here. Housemate asked all four of us to split the cost of a €1.25 bottle of fairy washing up liquid. Split the cost between four. So there you go. There's that. That happened.
That's something.
The planet.
So that happened in Ireland at some time.
Boyfriend's sister invited me to dinner and made me pay her bros. She was broke, also asked for free lifts all the time. Boyfriend's sister invited me to dinner and made me pay for her. Oh, pay for her because, sorry. They're abbreviating words because the question box is so small. Made me pay for her. So invited her to dinner and made her pay. Okay. That's just very strange. It's just such strange, like, etiquette.
Okay.
Isn't it?
That is. Yeah, okay. Oh, what?
My aunt used to freeze Weetabix after they'd gone off to keep them a bit longer. Freeze Weetabix? That's a dry food. How do you freeze a Weetabix?
How do you freeze Weetabix?
How do you freeze a Weetabix? I don't get it.
Do Weetabix go off?
I'm going to put a Weetabix in the freezer and tell you what happens.
Please do.
I'm going to do it.
Do it.
I'll come back. I'll report back next week.
There's a water content to them.
That's what I mean. It's so dry. How do you freeze a Weetabix?
I need to see this.
Is it already made?
I need to see this
for myself.
Is the
milk in the Weetabix?
Have you not eaten either reconstructing a Weetie? My cousin always says I'm tight with money and that I'm mean because if I can't find a discount code for something, I probably won't buy it. And I'm likely to return something I bought for €2 and pennies. Maybe that's a bit odd. But in contrast, she will spend money that she doesn't have on random bits and bobs because it's only €1. All those euros add up, and I think it's important to realise that there's a difference between being stingy with money and being clever with money. I find I'm always in a better financial situation than her because I'm not careless. Look after the pennies and pounds and they will... Sorry, look after the pennies and pounds will look after themselves. Sorry for the rant. Loving the pod recently. The ick episode had me laughing out loud. We love to see it.
I like the way she compares the two, being stingy and being clever.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there is people that are like, I do get it, and there's always one person in the relationship who's a little bit more frivolous with the quid, isn't there?
Yeah.
And that's me.
That's Adam.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. We finally relate. But me and Adam could never be together.
Oh, absolutely not. He wears way too much red.
No, he wears a far Jesus. Too much red.
He's getting an Xbox for Christmas.
Like, yeah, like just my worst nightmare. But you do need that one person who's kind of a bit like, no.
Yeah, rein it in, hon.
No.
Cop on to yourself.
No, we won't be able to buy the house if we book that holiday. Just to let you know. And I'm like, but wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm constantly in this battle for, you know, treat yourself, but also save for your future. Yeah, it's always a battle.
It's just to be clever with it in general.
But I do think I'm good with money.
I know you are. Like, you have a lot of kind of saving, like, little hacks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just feel like...
spend an awful lot on shite.
Not even. Yeah, well, there's that. But as well, I feel like you're kind of in a position to do it. Like, we spoke before the pod about... like kind of tiers of like you would be more on the higher in our side, whereas I just wouldn't be in that position to be able to divvy out the savings and stuff, you know, when you save into different things.
Yeah,
I just don't think I'd have that, like, the capacity to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I suppose, like, I mean, one of the, it's all this thing Gary V like, God bless him, like, he does have some good advice in there. There is some good things that he does. Do you know Gary V?
No.
Oh, you have to watch his videos. He's like absolutely wild. But he does have some, he's very like, not, he's split opinions. Like, some people are like, he's a fucking idiot, and a lot of people are like, he's a very rich businessman and he's done it kind of over whatever. But like, he was doing this thing before where he was like, the biggest fucking mistake you can do is once you start paying your bills or whatever else like that, and once you start increasing your wage, it's spending the money that you've gotten increased. And I was like, oh. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, I thought that it was just mine.
I was like, oh. Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there is that kind of, there is that in me too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to beat it out of myself.
In fairness, I think Adam has reached a turning point in that I don't have to rein him in that much anymore. I think we just have our sights set on the house now. Do you know?
Yeah, you do mature, I think. Yeah,
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I have... Oh, that was the wee biggest one. My ex asked me to buy a bag of Coke for him. Okay. Was he your ex at the time?
How long did you stay with him for afterwards? But also, I don't think that's so wild.
No.
If you're someone, like, who gets on the bag...
It's kind of... It is that kind of thing, like, if you can't afford a bag of Coke, like, don't sniff.
You shouldn't
a bag
be, yeah, you shouldn't be, yeah, that's not your joke. Like, you're not in that class of people, yet.
No,
you're not
just
that caliber.
There, hon.
Yeah, yeah, you're not there. Like, back to the Oaks for you.
Yeah, exactly.
I borrowed a book on my ex's library account in college. He rang me and said that there was a massive fine and he shouldn't have to pay it. Bearing in mind, he broke up with me in a horrible way just a few weeks before. Got to the library. He was waiting there like a creep to make sure that I paid. The fine was €4.
What? You were better off without him.
That was just control. That was nothing to do with the quid and
he
everything
wanted to
do
see
with
it.
He just wanted to, and I hope he went to that fucking library looking banging.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I hope you entered the library, maybe like scored the librarian. Or just fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, did something.
Did something. Did something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a family of cousins, in brackets, all from one house, who would loan you €1 and ask for it back. I got €1 from a cousin in the shop instead of breaking €20. They asked for it back in a week later. Oh God, they asked for €1 back a week later.
Oh, that's God. Okay.
When it's one person's round, they order beer, and when it's yours, it's a G&T. Yeah, yeah, that was that one. Yeah. No, it's I never really do rounds. In fairness, it's fend for yourself when you're out.
It depends on the group that I'm in. There is some people that I will notoriously not go near around with because I'm like, I'm never gonna see that. And if you do get me around, I'll never hear the fucking end of it. Do you have any of those? There's some people that are like, they're fucking so allergic that you'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah.
But I always say this about everything in life, no matter what it is. If you're banging on about it so much, you don't have it. So, yeah. Like, if you're banging on about these rounds, you didn't do it.
True.
Mm-hmm. Used to work on a cruise ship and we used to all be able to get family and friends on for practically nothing. They would get a small discount off everything paid for on their ship card as well, but actual crew members got a way bigger discount. My ex travelled with me. He was a cruise ship worker too, but was on leave and travelling with me for a holiday and would refuse to use his guest card because I got a bigger discount on mine, but would never actually give me the cash to top up the card.
Oh.
We sailed into my hometown while he was there and he met all my family. We were in my family's pub and people were so excited to meet him. They would keep buying him drinks, but not once did he offer to buy anyone a drink in return. Not even my mom. Dick. Ended things with him not so long after.
Yeah.
You knew, girl. You knew what you were looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
That was not what you were looking for from him.
Doubt he was not it.
Mm-mm.
I was that friend who didn't pay for a taxi for almost 2 years. Oh.
Oh.
Is this... No. That's not her.
What?
I was that friend... Oh,
she's the stinge. She's admitting.
Is she admitting?
Yeah, she's admitting. She's the stinge.
Or was it like your one who charged her friend 1364 and was like, give me the 1364 and was like, oh my God, get over it. Like, do you know what I mean?
No, I'd say she was the stinge.
Okay.
This I did ask for people to give us their own stingy stories. Okay. I would have liked an...
I think that one's open to...
Yeah, interpretation. In college, lived with a girl that came from money. Parents were American, old coal money. Oh, old coal, that's what you want.
Mm.
You want an old coal family or an old tobacco family.
Yeah.
Or oil. Literally had matchboxes with her surname on it, but was so stingy. We had like a list where if we bought kitchen roll or tinfoil or something for the kitchen, we put it in there to split. I got a message from her when I was on Christmas break looking to settle up the 15 cent I owed her.
Oh, wow.
Last time I lived with her, it was insanity.
15 cents, like...
Rich people are rich for a reason. I say it all the time.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I often come across it when it's like in work, and again, I don't want to be like getting too detailed into it, but you know the way that insert like certain medications and like certain things, you'd be entitled to... certain bits with certain illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
I know of people who live in mansions who will fight tooth and nail to get free medication.
Really?
And it's like, it's not that, like, you are entitled to it, that's absolutely fair enough, but the schemes aren't there for you.
Oh.
They're not who the schemes are for.
Yeah.
If you're well able to pay for the 13 euro a month, whatever it costs, like it's a low cost item, that's them schemes are not for you, hon. You rich. Live in a mansion. And I'm not, like, I wouldn't begrudge anyone either. Do you know what I mean? I'm not like, oh, you rich little poxer. You know what? Mm-hmm. Like that. But it's like, don't be availing of stuff that's there for people who can't afford it.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, you're just not in the same class. There's no reason for you to be here. Like, yeah. Don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the thing. And I do see where you're coming from. Like, rich people are rich for a reason because they literally watch the pennies.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, sometimes I'm just, like... fucking just know like the privilege that you have, do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I think there is a bit, there can be, you can begrudge people slightly because you're a bit like, okay, but
yeah,
this ain't you,
this is not for you,
was never supposed to be,
yeah,
you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel
mm-hmm.
you.
Someone reused a birthday card to give to me. They took the inside piece out, you know, the cards that have the paper,
the fucking paper bit.
Yeah,
they probably forgot the card. No, they probably forgot to get you a card.
Yeah, the card could have said something like an anniversary on it.
Yeah,
something.
That's what I mean. There's plenty of reasons. We won't... I'd like more context. That's open to interpretation. Genuinely not on purpose, but almost always wake up after a night out and realise I only spent around 20 quid. If I buy my first round and then I just forget to ever go to the bar again. And I'm from Cavan. So, .. Oh, we're going to get in trouble for reading that one out.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with being from Cavan.
You're in Cavan, nay.
Just notoriously stingy. They actually made a whole little ad around how Cavan men are stingy.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I do wonder, like, who decides these things?
I don't know. It's just they
and do they just play up to their stereotypes? Do you know? Like, I'd like more information.
Stereotypes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, ran out of bin bags and he says there's no point in buying more because we move out next week.
That's just a man.
That's just a man.
That's honestly just a man.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's honestly, like, some things just don't register in their brain. You're just like, cool. Cool.
Black bags come in very handy when you're moving, though.
Yeah, like, am I going to have to fucking spin feed you your Weet-Bix from the freezer?
Yeah, I'll be buying 10 rolls of black bags moving out of here.
Definitely, get a deal.
Yeah,
for sure. Back in the day when I was fresh out of college, first job, broke ass bitch, a lad I used to work with would come out to the smoking area and ask for a fag. And once you would give him one, he would ask for another for later.
Oh, that's
a fucking red flag. Really, do people do that? I've no problem giving someone a fag the odd day or when they're stuck, like a box. When there's a box, there's no bother. But this would happen twice a day minimum. And then I found out he was asking a few people and taking 2 to 3 fags off them at the time. Like, fags are expensive. I was about to say, fags are not cheap. So this went on for a few weeks. And one day I overheard him talking about his big night out with the lads and they were going to get locked because he won big in the bookies and he couldn't wait to splash the cash. So anyway, I love this. Anyway, I made my way to the smoking area and out he toddles right over and picks up my fags and takes out 2. I asked him, had he plans for the weekend? And he had the audacity to tell me, no plans, he's flat out broke. So I asked him about his win and would he be buying fags anytime soon?
Nice.
He literally said, why would he buy fags when he gets them off everyone? He's saving to move to Australia and he can't afford them, and off he walked. Like, I can't afford them either at this stage. Have to hand it to him though, he bought me a box of fags the following day and never asked me for one again. I'm not a bitch, but I thought his response was rich. Chap's still in Ireland, by the way. That was years ago. He never saved enough fag money for the big move.
I love that was the perfect amount of context. Perfect.
I love that.
Yeah.
Never saved enough fag money for the big move.
He obviously he was getting away with it for so long. Then he realised that people were onto him, so he was like, I better undo this.
Stingy and a chancer.
That's it. She'll forget about it now.
Yeah. And just one box of fags. A
couple years later, she writes into a podcast about you.
And guess what? You feel embarrassed. Really embarrassed.
I have another four-parter here. A guy invited me on a date and brought his own drink.
Oh, God.
I came back to the table and said, barman is busy if you want to grab yourself a drink.
Isn't busy
if you want to grab yourself a drink. Sorry, it's the way that these are written, they're all backwards. A potential pick me up from work asked me for petrol money or something free from the deli. Legit had to Revolut and me the euro from the trolley because she had to go before I put it back.
Oh my God, those are all different stories, I'm guessing.
Yeah, like
from the one person, but also your friend's insane. That bloke, I mean, see, this is my thing. Did he even cop on what he was doing? Sometimes I'm like, he wasn't doing that on purpose, because that's obviously how he's raised.
Oh God,
no.
He brought his own drink.
No, the own drink bloke, the guy who was like, your man's free if you want to run up and grab yourself.
Yeah,
a drink.
No, that was part two of that.
Oh.
So guy invited me on a date, bought his own drink, came back to the table and said, barman isn't busy if you want to grab yourself a drink. So he went up and bought himself a pint.
Yeah, but I'm like, is that just genuine cluelessness?
No. On a day?
So, no. Just some people, honestly, Jen, I wouldn't fucking put it past them.
Yeah. My mother, not turning the heating on to save money, was frozen and we were not short of cash.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that in general. I hate that. Turn, like, the light situation as well.
Yeah.
I'm like, the porch light, is that really fucking... Is that really ramming it up there?
Yeah. Now I get it.
You know, just turn on the heating, that kills me.
Yeah.
Literally turn on the heating.
Basic things like that. But now as well, you don't want to really say that because you do hear of people struggling to fucking heat the house, you know. So you have to be conscious of that as well. Now, that girl saying, she out flat admitted that, like, they weren't short of cash and she just didn't turn the heating on. That's stingy, obviously.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You have to be.
A friend of mine hosted a barbecue at hers. We asked her what we should bring and if she wanted us to get any bits for it. She said no, she'll get everything. We got there and there was only one burger per person and we obviously brought our own drink. She messaged us all the next day asking for 4 feckin' pounds each. Bear in mind, it's common for us all to host barbecues. We never charge each other.
Oh, wow. That's meh.
My thing is, why did she say that it was fine when it wasn't fine?
Yeah,
like, exactly. I would have been like, yeah, you bring aside, I've the meats, I've a few basic, like, when me and my friends do barbecues, like, we'll all get, like, if you're hosting, you generally get, like,
the main bits.
You get, like, you'd go to Lidl or something and you get, like, some burgers, some wings, some bits, or if you want anything specific, then bring it. Like, if you want a fucking steak, I'm not buying you a T-bone steak, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you want to, if you're specific about, you can only eat chicken because you're on a something weird's happening there, bring your fucking chicken. Do you get me? But like, or bring a side if you're looking for a certain side, or just ask.
Yeah.
Just be like, everyone bring a side each. And guess what, everyone brings a side each and they're not raging, they're just like, yes, this is fine. There is just like, there's etiquette when you're hosting.
There's etiquette with everything though. And this one comes up as well. A friend of mine used to offer, in capital letters, offer to drop us home, in brackets, 15, 20 minutes bin, and then charge petrol money.
Yeah, see, this is, I don't...
You don't offer if you're, you know, if you're not cool with the whole money side of it.
Yeah, actually, that you just reminded me, when I lived in the States, that was like such a thing. Like, you wouldn't, they wouldn't bring you down the road. They'd be like, can you just throw me some money for gas? We were so, I'll never forget, me and my mates were literally like, this is fucking mad. You were going here anyway.
Yeah.
And they were like, and it would be like, yeah, cool, if you guys could just chip in. And we'd be like, but yeah. Every time it was like, these were like, gas in America was fucking cheap. Back then it was like, it was definitely really cheap. And I just couldn't believe it. I was like, I remember all of us, like, every time we'd be like, the fucking neck. Lovely.
Lovely.
When I worked in Boots, a woman lost it with me because she couldn't use the 65 points she had on her card to go through the 99 cent toothpaste she was getting for her mother-in-law in hospital. She then bought a bottle of Chanel No. 5 perfume to treat herself, her poor mother-in-law. Another story, I ran into a girl I was friends with in secondary school in the club at home last Stevens's night. We were catching up at the bar waiting to be served and her drink was made first. When the bartender told her the price, she pointed to me and said, this one's on her, she owes me. I was a bit taken aback but thought maybe we were starting rounds or something. I love that. Maybe we're starting rounds. Yeah. You were just so like, no, that wouldn't, starting rounds or something. I paid for the two drinks. She goes, remember you borrowed money to buy a lime bar back in fifth year?
What?
I know chocolate has gone up, but I don't think in the last year, 8 years, one bar has become as expensive as a double gin and elderflower tonic.
A double gin and elderflower. If you like, this is what I mean. Like, expensive notions. Taste. Don't be fucking drinking that shit if you can't afford it. Don't be sniffing bags that you can't pay for.
This is it. Like, if you, I'm sorry, cocaine's a lifestyle. You can say whatever. Yeah. Cocaine's a fucking lifestyle. It is.
It absolutely is.
You can say whatever you want about it, but it is. It is.
I have in here, a friend always takes a calculator out when splitting the bill when we're out for dinner. And is always trying to leave a scabby tip. It drives me insane and it happens every single time.
I've talked about it before, itemizing the bill, guys.
Yeah.
We are just not there. We're not there yet anymore, okay? No. We don't itemize the bill. You split the bill, four people having fucking food, four of you splitting the bill.
Yeah.
Whatever, if you're opting in and out of alcoholic beverages, all that other kind of crack. But oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
What is the story?
I would agree. Yeah.
Like, I just don't get people. I don't, like, don't sit to the table if you can't afford what you're about to fucking eat.
I know. Or don't get, like, something tiny knowing you're just going to be the awkward one.
Yeah.
You know?
But also, if you are with a group of people and there's someone who's, like, pushing for an expensive restaurant and you're like, I don't want to do that, then voice your fucking opinion.
Absolutely, yeah.
Then say, just be like, no, fuck that, I'm not going to do that, I might go somewhere else. Don't make a big fucking deal about it.
We sound kind of harsh on people who may not be able to afford it, but at the same time, like, do voice your opinion. Like,
oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. Like, I mean, there's been plenty of times where, like, I've had, you know, a mate suggest this fucking wild place and I'm like, I'm not really in the mood for a 28-year-old lasagna.
Yeah.
I'm just not really there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes I'm feeling frivolous, but not today.
Not today, bitch.
Not today, bitch.
Part one. We were all teens. We used to buy presents for our mates and spend about a tenner. One of the girls, part two, bought a tenner credit as a gift and asked for the 50 cent back from the birthday girl as it was 10.50.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, sorry. That's another one. Yeah, remember you used to have to pay a surcharge on credit?
And I used to be fuming paying it, too.
Yeah?
I'd be fuming paying it, but I wouldn't fucking ask my mate back for the 50 cent.
Yeah.
Like, that would, like, I love that little cute thing, you know, when you were younger and you'd be like, okay, so everybody spends 5 quid. And it would just be like this little thing, wouldn't it? And you're just, you're also innocent.
It is, it's the innocence. I was actually out on a walk with Bobby about 2 weeks ago and I was walking out of the garage and there were those kids and they were counting out their little pennies and they had like 20 cent and 50 cent and they were like, oh, but that's 64 cent. There was about 5 of them. Don't know what they thought they were going to get. You just can't get shit for 65 cents these days. Anymore. They were on the, you know, the briquettes, the little stacks of briquettes. And I was after walking out and I had like 4.50 and change from whatever I was after buying. And I just threw it on the briquettes. I was just like, just fucking let them. Because, like, that's just torture looking at that. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? I was there. I've been there as a kid, you know, counting the little pennies. And I walked off and I don't know what, like, I think one of them said, where did that come from? They didn't even see me. Like, I just fucking walked off. I was like, oh, no, I can't. It's the little so innocence cute. Of them. Like, you can't buy it. And I feel so sorry for them. Remember what you used to get for 20p?
But that's what I mean. They don't have that, like.
Yeah. Inflation Done fucked them up.
It's fucked it. Like,
it's done fucked them up.
Done fucked the kids up. One of my mom's cousins used to bring her kids swimming once a week purely so they could use the showers in the gym instead of bathing their children at home.
No.
Asked why my mum wasn't doing the same. Her and her husband were the tightest of the tight, so definitely not sure if you, Bob. There's lots more like this, but that was a standout one for me.
See, it's stuff like that. That's, again, like she said, standout.
It's the stinginess for me.
It's straight up admitting you're going to the swimming pool for a bath.
But that, like, just fucking keep it to yourself. Just fucking stop talking.
But then again, like, own it if you're going to do it. Do you know what I mean?
No, keep it to yourself.
So it's also a thing, like, you know that they're doing it, but they're denying it. You just get annoyed with them for denying it.
Yeah, well,
you
know what I mean?
You can't win.
That's me in the middle. Just don't do it.
Yeah. True. Don't wash your kids in the swimming pool. Not tipping. Pukey face. Are friends giving you money for the $2.70 they owe you for sharing a starter or a coffee? It's just awkward. I feel like older people, like, you know, like kind of late 20s, 30s, I think you kind of grow out with that stuff. I feel like this is all kind of...
It's quite juvenile. It isn't. There is some people that are like this, Jen.
Yeah.
Like, we can say that all we want, but this is... It's 40-year-olds asking for 1 euro 20 back, you know? I think when you're younger, you don't really get it, do you?
No, you don't. Really, like, look at me and me fucking presents, like... Yeah. Your wedding presents.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We might wrap it up there, will we?
We'll wrap it up, yeah.
We're hitting the old hour mark there. Mm-hmm, Thank you so much for listening. Still, keep your thoughts coming in because these things can grow legs, you know?
I've loads more.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can grow legs. We'll park it for now.
Yeah. Run through a few on the Insta. Do follow us there.
Do follow us there. The Unpopular Opinion 2020. Mm-hmm. And we hope you have a lovely week. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.